If you're going to be summarily executed, you'd at least want the place that's arranging your death to have a couple of nice rugs, just for appearances. Nobody wants to be offed by some fly-by-night outfit that considers IKEA the height of corporate decor. As it turns out, I needn't have worried. I really didn't know what to expect. They don't show the offices on the commercials. I knew it probably wouldn't be like walking into a tax prep firm in a strip mall, some tiny space filled with cheap furniture, all pleather and particle board. It is anything but, and instantly fills me with a good vibe and reinforces my belief that I am making the right choice. The entry doors are an artistic combination of rich, amber-hued wood, glass, and burnished metal, most likely brass, but buffed dull to appear understated. Classy. You feel like you are walking into a place of importance, where critical decisions are made on a by-minute basis, which I guess they are. Upon entering, I'm greeted by a kindly gentleman with open arms.
"Welcome, Miss Percival. We're so pleased to see you," he says with utter sincerity. "Our receptionist will take care of your every need."
It takes me a second to realize the man is a hologram. I take a step closer and poke at it, which the holographic gentleman tolerates with a smile. Only the subtlest flicker gives away its true identity. From more than a few feet away, you'd swear the man was flesh and blood. Holos are common these days, but this one takes the cake. The technology they have here obviously is top-shelf stuff. Based on the greeting, they had me scanned and identified the moment I stepped through the front door. I immediately pick up on the smell. Lavender. It's subtle but noticeable. Upon deeper consideration, the perfect scent. It's probably the world's most relaxing smell. Smells have a stronger link to memories than any of the senses, and I can feel myself imprinting the scent with the experience. What did my high school teacher always say? Smells ring bells. True that. I'll probably go to my grave associating that smell with this place. Ha, go to my grave. Bad choice of words for this visit. The lobby floor is a combination of real hardwoods and Persian rugs, so soft you instantly want to take your shoes off for the sheer sensory experience. The space feels more like the lobby of a 4-star hotel, tasteful, elegant, contemporary without pressing the issue. The woman behind the reception desk is perfectly in line with the ambiance. She is probably in her late 30s, attractive but non-threatening. I like the cut of her jib, as my mom used to say. Her clothes are professional but still fashionable. If I were to guess, they were most likely chosen for her by a consultant, like news anchors choose their clothes to project an image of trustworthiness. When I approach the desk, her face lights up with one of the most endearing smiles I have ever witnessed. I lean in a bit and squint to make sure she's real. Yep, carbon-based life form. "How may I help you?" she asks, and I absolutely believe she means it. "I'm here to get whacked." I mimic guns with my fingers, firing off a couple rounds at her before blowing the non-existent smoke from the barrels. When I'm nervous, I say stupid stuff. Stupid or snarky? Stupid, snarky, or sarcastic. I've been attempting to pare it down to just one for the last 10 years with mixed results. I try to sound like being here is no biggie, but my voice sounds shrill in my ears, and I seriously doubt my antiperspirant is up to the challenge. The woman, unfazed by my cavalier attitude, nods with a soft, endearing smile. "Of course, you can speak with one of our sales associates. Please take a seat. Someone will be with you in a moment." She gestures to a cozy waiting area with a half dozen comfortable-looking chairs. One of them occupied by a distinguished-looking woman, idly paging through an issue of Vanity Fair, one of the last media holdouts that still clings to the quaint notion of publishing on paper. I can see an A-list actress of some substance gracing the cover, dressed in a bold red riding jacket, khaki jodhpurs, and knee-high boots. I can practically hear the baying of the hounds. The actress is currently all the rage and the expected shoo-in come award time for her role in a recent high-profile drama that has captured the country's imagination, a period piece that boasts betrayal, star-crossed love, and overcoming staggering odds in the face of adversity. Or at least that's what the trailers led me to believe.